The Supreme Court has dealt a blow to U.S. immigration officials in a closely watched case by ruling that a sock is not drug paraphernalia. By a 7-2 vote, the court ruled that a Tunisian man convicted of carrying pills in a sock should not have been removed from the U.S. for that reason. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
Monis Maluli earned bachelor's and master's degrees from American schools. He went on to teach math at the University of Missouri. But after police arrested him in Kansas for driving under the influence 5 years ago, they found 4 orange tablets hidden in his sock. Maluli eventually pleaded guilty to a single misdemeanor charge for possessing drug paraphernalia, with the sock being the paraphernalia. And U.S. authorities argued that was enough to deport him. Government lawyer Rachel Kovner acknowledged the unusual facts in the case at oral argument this year.
Strange feature of this case is that it involves an item that's not usually thought of as drug paraphernalia. I think the classic paraphernalia items are things like hypodermic needles and scales and substances that are used to mix with drugs before sale.
But John Larimore, a lawyer for Maluli, argued the government was stretching the law.
Possession of paraphernalia is not a federal offense. One cannot be prosecuted federally for possessing drug paraphernalia.
And in order to deport someone, Larimore said, the U.S. needs to show the drug at issue is on the federal controlled substances list.
The government wants any drug conviction to be a deportable offense, even if it's clearly for a non-federal drug.
The Supreme Court, in a 7-2 decision, rejected that notion and ruled Maluli's conviction should not trigger deportation. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said his crime should not be considered enough to remove someone from the country under federal law. And about those pills hidden in Maluli's sock, they turned out to be Adderall, a drug that's popular on campuses to help students stay awake. That point was not lost on Justice Elena Kagan, a former law school dean, talking here at oral argument.
He had 4 pills of Adderall, which if you go to half the colleges in America, people, you know, and just randomly picked somebody, there would be a decent chance.
In dissent, Justice Clarence Thomas wrote he sees, quote, nothing absurd about removing individuals who are unwilling to respect the drug laws where they live. As for Maluli, his lawyer said he's thrilled at the ruling and he hopes to return to the U.S. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.